Chai FM, Eye on Terrorism, exclusively on Chai FM.
Time is 8:14. Joining us on the line, David Harris. He's from the Clarion Project. David Harris, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Coping. How are you doing?
Coping. This whole coping business makes me a little nervous because it just seems like, you know, you're at zero. Coping is zero. You want to be a little bit on the plus side. But I think...
I'm about 52.48%.
Okay, so we're okay. And of course you're British, so you're allowed to use the understatement, so that's fine. David, one of the questions that I wanted to discuss with you today, and I think it's one that as parents we all keep asking ourselves, is how involved should our children be in these conversations about terror, about what is going on around the world? How much knowledge is bad for them?
So I think I probably went too far the wrong way as a parent, in that I really protected my kids from these things. So till my kids were 12, 13 years old, they really didn't know, at least from home, about things, because as a working journalist, especially dealing with issues that I deal with, I just didn't want them exposed to it. But if you talk to parents of people who've ended up going to fight for ISIS or something like that, they all say the big mistake that they feel they made was not sharing and not explaining. And that seems to be the prevailing view these days, that once kids get to the age of understanding, and obviously we can debate what that is, that we really should be engaging with them, discussing with them, to make sure they're learning these things in a safe place rather than learning them somewhere scary and dark.
Right. But obviously it causes a tremendous amount of anxiety, because we do speak about these things as though they are, you know, outside our front door, whereas, you know, they might not be.
Look, if you think back to when you were a kid, maybe you can't remember that far back, but the idea of, you know, don't talk to strangers, and all those other pieces of advice about road safety, and so on, then you can put it within that context. You can talk about the fact that there are people out there who maybe don't live in our neighborhood, but that are likely to do bad things. You can talk about, in this day and age, if you're living in a big city, you have to talk about things like if you see, you know, a parcel, a package left in a busy place, not to go near it, not to touch it, because it could contain something bad. And that's the sort of message that you can give to a small child. Obviously, as the child develops, then you can discuss those more serious things. But I think it's not just about saying, all those scary terrorists out there, but rather to discuss world issues, to explain to a child as they grow up what the Middle East is, what's happening in Chechnya, or with the relationship between Turkey and the Kurdish population. I think you can explain those things, and certainly if you're living in Africa, I think that Somalia and Nigeria and other places where Chad and Niger, where these things are going on, I think are sufficiently distant that you can explain them to a child without scaring them that it's happening, you know, in your backyard.
The reality is that kids are going to see, when they arrive at a synagogue, at a shul, they are going to see security outside. When they arrive at school, they are going to note that there is security. The same as from a crime perspective, certainly here in South Africa, kids are getting used to, are very used to, electric fencing. I'm not even sure that they would see it anymore. So used to are they of this type of external signs of concern. So I guess maybe if we just make it part of life, then it won't have that anxiety that perhaps we feel around these issues.
Yeah, I think that's very sensible. It's an incredibly tragic thing that you just said, but I think you're absolutely on the pulse. It's just got to be part of everyday life. I remember when I was a kid, the first time I travelled on my own with a friend overseas, I was 17 doing Interrail, the journey around Europe thing, and I got to a synagogue in Stockholm, and there was an armed guard outside, and I'd grown up in Manchester where there were no guards. The only time you'd ever see anything, and this was only after the Yom Kippur War, was a couple of elderly men standing outside the synagogue as if they were doing some sort of serious security job. And I was shocked, age 17, because I hadn't prepared myself for it or been prepared for it. And I think you're right. If you make it part of everyday life, tragic though that is, it helps our kids get over it and understand it more.
Absolutely, absolutely right. What age do you think we should start engaging this?
It's going to vary from child to child. I know that my kids, I would have had to have spoken to them at a different age just because of the way they're built. You know, if a child is inquisitive, if a child asks lots of questions, displays a greater understanding, it doesn't mean they're super intelligent necessarily, but just a child who wants to know what's going on in the world, as long as they are not going to emotionally break down if you discuss these issues, then absolutely start with them when they're 7, 8, 9 years old, because otherwise, especially in this age of the internet, which sounds so twee that we keep talking about the internet, it sounds so, oh for goodness sake, stop it, but that is where the kids are getting their information today, and we have to get to them before they are looking at the front pages of newspapers, or heaven forbid, finding a way into the dark web and entering terrorist discussion groups.
Absolutely right. I'd love your thoughts on this. 3451906189510119.